that's the end of the podcast, isn't it?
What do you mean?
The Pharrell's based travel. In
America.
Oh, I knew it.
Pharrell's based full in time. America.
Yeah, bro.
Where in America?
Atlanta.
Maybe you can work from here. The hell? I mean,
if they're not allowing you to, then you can't.
No, it's an American firm, isn't it? So they're asking me to come there.
Every now and again?
No, full like, time. I'm based, they'll pay for my accommodation there, innit?
I'm sure there's some wiggle room there. Did it go well, the interview?
Yeah, that's how I got to the next stage.
Yeah, there should be a little bit of wiggle room there. But like, listen, I've got commitments. Can I come every now and again? See what they say. They like you. It's always on the cards. I'm not going to lie. But it's not on the cards.
But I want to go.
It's your life, mate.
Do you know what I mean?
It's your life, buddy.
The podcast can still go. We'll pre-record episodes.
Pre-record? We actually said we wouldn't do that. Ages ago.
I hate the idea of it, don't get twisted, but like,
what choice would we have?
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Like, if you can do like 3 episodes pre-recorded, have guests on as well, so that at least it's somewhat.
But then how often would you come back?
Every quarter.
4 times a year. Swear. ATL.
Yeah, man.
Are you trying?
Yeah.
I know it.
About what?
About going to America.
Nah, but the thing is, I wanted to like, because that situation can come up though.
Yeah, but I
like,
feel
one
like
of us can get a job and it's in America or in another country, and we're gonna have to discuss.
I think he'd be the last to want to go to America.
Yeah, I would have wanted to.
I think he'd be the last. I think I'd be next. I think it'd be you.
It would be. I'm not gonna lie. That's why I wanted to carry on the conversation, because that could come up. They say, "Oh, come here for 6 months." I'm not gonna lie. I'd actually want to consider that.
Yeah, if it was a part of your job, not to like completely relocate. Yeah,
completely relocate is a bit mad.
Yeah.
But people do that though, you know.
They do.
And that, man.
Oh my days, I don't even know when I'm going to start the podcast.
I would actually, what do you mean?
As in
5 minutes ago, bro. 3 minutes ago.
I don't know if I want to include all that.
Oh, fair, fair, fair.
You know what I mean?
If it was a Spanish-speaking country and they said, come here for 8 months, bro. Just to learn Spanish, mate, I think I'd actually look into it still.
Nah, me personally, nah, I'm good. I actually have too many commitments.
But America's different, though. That's another continent. Coming back is actually mad. Like, tickets are expensive. If it's Europe, I can't, like, what?
I'm sure they will pay for that, though, you know?
It's not even about paying for it. It's the distance, bro.
Either way, I'm personally not on it.
Like, Europe, 2-hour flight, 3-hour flight. What's the furthest spot in Europe? I don't even know. Furthest spot in Europe, probably, like, probably
from my geography side.
Spain's that way, Russia's that way. Maybe Russia.
I said Russia's part of Asia.
Yeah, Russia's not Europe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Isn't that like from TikTok?
Maybe Russia, to be fair.
Russia's not Europe.
Sorry?
It's not. We've done this before. We've done this before.
We're 2 minutes in, man.
No, bro, did you read the TikTok?
We've done this before. We've done this before.
No, no, yeah, no.
You clearly didn't read the comments to the latest TikTok. Where I was right.
Russia's actually like apparently Asia. Like,
yeah, partially.
Partially. It's partially both.
Exactly. So it's in Europe.
No, I wouldn't say that. Maybe something like Ukraine.
I ain't even finished typing it on Google.
No, bro.
Russia or the Russian Federation is a country spanning Eastern Europe and North Asia. Whoa. So it's in Europe.
And Asia, but
I'm not saying it's not in Asia, bro.
You know the way you showed me that? You know mums are gonna see it. Bro, my head, my eyes are gone, everything's gone. I don't think you guys understand.
I shouldn't even laugh. Oh my gosh.
Bro, I think you can even see it on the camera, bro. My eyes
squinting.
No, not because it's like it's because of the
but
you get me.
I wasn't facing it towards you. If I point it towards you, oh yeah, you can read it. Yeah, exactly. It's because I wasn't pointing it towards you.
But the way it was like, I'll be with my eyes are blurry right now. I don't know what I've done.
What are you trying to look at?
Bro.
Benzo wasn't even there. Oh my days. We went to this guy's crib for...
Shut
up. FA Cup semi-final, Chelsea City.
Yeah, why didn't he actually come? Were you working?
No, he wasn't.
Did you see it?
Oh, yeah.
I called him on the way. I said the man were going to Huss's crib to watch the game.
I thought he would be working, so I just thought, yeah.
No, I was otherwise occupied. Okay. But yeah, I watched the game. So.
Yeah, so then, yeah, we're at Huss's crib, yeah. And then his mum comes into the living room and she needs a bowl from the kitchen. So she's like, can you get me a bowl from the kitchen? He goes to the kitchen. The bowl she wants, according to him, isn't there.
Yeah.
So he's like, oh, it's not there. Then she's like, oh, look here. Oh, it's not there. Then she goes, where are your glasses?
There is there.
Ah, damn. That will not be forgotten.
It runs in the family. Like, we know how to make the joke. And, you know, she done, I think, that was a good joke.
Yeah, that was good.
I didn't react to her, but she knows she made a good joke. Because so. The glasses, I don't even wear them for day to day. It's just for computer screens.
And she knew that as well, wasn't it?
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
I hear it.
It's a joke. Like, what a joker. Yeah, what were we saying before? Oh, yeah. So, me personally, I just want to relocate, you know?
Yeah, when I'm at that bridge, I'll cross it, innit?
Purely because there's too much here. Like, the podcast is a big part of my life.
Yeah. All of our lives.
Oh, sorry, all of our lives. But, like, for me, it's like I can only speak for myself, innit? But, like,
yeah.
The podcast is actually something that is my life, innit? It's like a child.
Yeah. Yeah.
Obviously not, maybe not to the same extent, you know, but like, it's actually your child, isn't it? It's like it's everything. Isn't it? So yeah, I just like, I'd have to think, okay, cool. Also, if the money's like, money's the priority for all of us.
Huge factor.
Like, if they now slap you 200 bags, I'm saying 200 bags simply GGs. For that. GG's.
It's been a good run, man.
No, we'll carry on. We actually have to carry on, but we just have to work out how we do it. Innit? Yeah. But like, the money has to be right. The money can't be like, really, I'm not gonna lie, the money can't be 10K more.
Do you have a figure in your head that you would go for?
Yeah.
Same. Yeah, it can't be 10K. Word. I wouldn't even say 20 either.
So what's your figures?
At least like double my salary.
I'm minimum. Screaming.
Minimum double.
I'm screaming 70 upwards.
To relocate, I think I need more. So relocate,
bro. You know what take home is for 70? I can't lie, that's very healthy still. I would like.
What is
healthy?
Yeah,
I don't know what the take home is, but I
isn't it around like 50, 55?
What do you mean? No, I mean month, bro, per month.
70K per month?
No.
The take home after tax.
Per month. Oh, right.
3 to 4 bags.
Yeah. I give it 3.5, closer to 4. Nah, is it 4?
I'm about 100 bags.
5 is 100 bags. Yeah, 3.5 maybe. 3.6, 3.7. At this age. Oi. Actually, 3.7 at this age. I go abroad. Maybe a bit more still.
But to start your whole life again in a new country.
More. Yeah, but deeper though. If they're paying for my accommodation, 3.7 stretches, bro.
And the flights?
Bro, 3.7 stretches, bro.
3.7 paying for my flights and my comm. 3.7 a month. It does stretch.
3.7 stretches, but let's do 50-30-20 rule. So saving 20%, you're saving at least £750, £740 every month.
Yeah, but then
and again, that's at the least.
Think of the inconvenience that you're going to be provided with the podcast. All that trouble, I don't know. Would it still be? That's why I'm saying a bit more.
Where did you say we're going?
You said America. What did I say?
No, forget America. Like, if it's America,
I said
like,
Europe. I said Europe.
If it's Europe, like, let's say I'm going to Amsterdam because a lot of people are actually relocating to Amsterdam. Bro. I won't even lie to you.
You can give me 20K more, I'll go to Amsterdam.
Bro,
that's down the road.
So
that's not gonna affect your life in London. You can come back weekly.
That's expensive.
For free.
Who's,
bro.
Who, why would you doing that for
paying
free?
For your travel?
Not to, every week,
yeah.
Bro.
To,
what are you talking about?
If it's not for work, why would they be paying?
They're not
for
gonna
you
pay
to
for
that?
Every week to come back. No
what?
Chance. They'll pay like maybe every quarter.
No, bro. They'll pay weekly.
Oh God, they won't pay weekly, bro.
What are you talking about?
Why would they pay weekly for your travel?
My dad did this, bro.
Oh, swear.
Yeah, bro. They pay weekly for your travel. Weekly. And I was in Italy.
Yeah, that's worked out the country.
Yeah. A few times. Like,
we didn't relocate, though.
No.
Exactly.
So did he live there or what? I don't get it.
He was there.
Oh, no.
3 days a week, something like that. I could see it in your eyes, bro.
Yeah, I'm done.
3 days a week, I could see it. I could see, if I remember it correctly. Yeah, he was there like 3 days a week, 4 days a week. came home every weekend, all paid for.
Who paid for it? Them.
The company, yeah.
Oh, yeah. If you've got that negotiated, then I'll go for 10K.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll go for 10K.
But that's if, life in London. But that's if you're working outside the UK. If you're relocating, they're not paying you for. They're not paying you to come back.
I'm not talking about relocating.
Oh, fair enough.
I'm not relocating to Amsterdam. Nah.
No, if it's Europe and they're paying for me to come back weekly, I'd go for 10K more.
Yeah. Because really and truly, what changes?
But who pays for the transport to the work?
Them.
Oh yeah, I'm going for 10K.
To and from, and accommodation. I'm going. Not on you. Expense that quick.
I'm going for 5K more.
I mean, to be fair, it doesn't change your life. So
what the hell?
It's just a pay rise, isn't it,
bro? You don't even need to pay for me to come back weekly. I'm going for five.
I wouldn't even come home weekly.
I wouldn't even come back weekly.
It depends on the time of year. Winter, I wouldn't come home weekly. What's in London in winter,
bro? I'm not coming back weekly, regardless.
Well, podcast.
Oh, dead dad, bro. We have to record twice a week. Twice every 2 weeks. No, we have to record 2 episodes every week. No, every other week. I'm gonna come back every week.
Yeah, so twice a month.
Yeah, I'll come back twice a month.
Yeah, okay. That could work. That could work. Either way.
Yeah, because like I'll be real. I'm tired of this place. The only reason that I'm actually here is because of the podcast and events. Other than that, I would have been gone.
I mean,
I would have been applied to other
podcast
places.
Podcast is not stopping me yet because I'm look. If they
the podcast isn't
if
stopping
I, no, but if I see a job,
what do you mean by that?
Let me land, bro. Damn, we're too quick. Just damn, yeah, man. Just JJ. Wait, if they say we want you to work in Stockholm 3 days a week,
is that Sweden?
Yeah. Why wouldn't I go right now?
Yeah, I would go.
They want you to work Stockholm 3 days a week.
Yeah, Monday to Wednesday, 3 nights. I can do that.
I mean, I would go. I would actually work anywhere if it's like not permanent and I'm getting paid more than I'm getting paid now.
Oh yeah, it's gotta be a pay rise.
Yeah, like I'd actually go anywhere. I don't mind. But relocating is a different story. That's what I was saying.
Yeah, that's a whole change in life. That's a new chapter.
Yeah.
Cool. Hypothetically now, yeah. Let's say we all had girlfriends. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Would you want her to come with you?
No, not necessarily.
No.
Because she's got her own profession. That's probably in London.
So what's she supposed to do? What if she can get a job there?
Yeah, but what's the likelihood of her getting the exact same dynamic that I've got in terms of...
No, you don't need the same dynamic.
So what if she's there permanently and I'm not? Does that really... that doesn't really work out.
I'm not thinking about the weekly thing. I'm thinking about...
You're both there permanently?
Yeah, you've got a permanent role out there in Dubai now, for example.
She can, great, but I wouldn't...
I wouldn't push for it.
Yeah, I wouldn't tell her to kill herself.
Would you look for what? Like a role?
No.
If she moves...
No, if I move, would I look for a role for my girlfriend to move?
No, it's never that serious.
No, like, you know what I'm saying? Unless
okay, let me take that back.
If she's your girlfriend, bro, I'm not saying exactly. You're just dating girlfriend.
No, but still, even if she's your wife, then it makes more sense.
Nah, because wife, I'm sure we've all seen either our parents or friends' parents that their dad goes to Nigeria.
Yeah.
And the wife and the kids are here. Or we've heard kids, of this sort of situation. Do you know what I mean?
Kids, that's why the mum's here, because of the kids.
If and that's never
kids, the mum might be with the dad.
And that's not always permanent.
It's not.
A lot of them, yeah, I'm not going to lie to you, yeah, like out of the situations I know, the dad is always there.
Yeah, so like
he comes back for maybe holidays.
Yeah, I do hear it still.
And I can't personally do it, so my wife would actually have to come.
No, but if there's kids in the picture...
Everyone's
really okay. Someone's got to stay, yeah, that's...
Everyone's
how old are the kids?
Depends on the age.
Exactly.
But if they're of my age, if they're like my age right now, then they can stay here. You lot sort it out, innit?
As long as the house is taken care of, innit?
Who's paying for it? As in, like, you?
One of the parents, bruv. Oh, okay. They're going to give the kids that burden of paying the mortgage every month. What?
I hear you still.
That's not even fair. Then again, yeah, nah, that doesn't make sense.
Nah, because if you relocate, they'll pay for your con. That means you can now pay the mortgage for anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Well, it depends on how much they're paying you, though.
But regardless, no, because you're not going to move unless it's the same piece or more piece.
Yeah, but how much more piece, though, innit? That's the question.
Don't matter.
As in to take on the mortgage?
You have to take on
what you're talking about? What are you talking about? If the parents go abroad and you're at home?
No, I'm not paying for it. I'm saying the parents will pay
for
it.
Oh, yeah. Of course, yeah. That
but yeah, overall, like, I just don't see myself leaving the country permanently.
So wait, would you pay for your, would you find a job for your girlfriend to come relocate mm-hmm. with you?
Mm-hmm.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
But if she's my girlfriend, that means I see her as like potential wife.
I hear it.
So like,
but she's not your wife.
She's not my wife, but like, I'll take that step.
Yeah, she
would. If she's my girlfriend, that means I've seen her as like, okay, cool. I see you in this sort of like realm, or sorry, I see you in this sort of light.
Mm-hmm.
So,
realm.
The realm, no. Yo.
Oh, God.
I see you in this sort of light. So, if the accommodation is paid for, all you need is a job. You're not paying. Nothing's different for you. You're just living here.
Uh-huh.
So, come. So, I will look for a job for her. And I'll see if it's... If it's not, like, putting her in any sort of strain, or she can... Like, she's not living a different sort of lifestyle, there you come.
The only thing is, with some companies, let's say they put you in a hotel.
No, you can't put me in a hotel, can you?
Depends how long the contract is. If it's a nice hotel, I can stay in a hotel. But I
can't. That,
it has to be serviced accommodation.
Yeah. It'll be like 4 or 5 star.
Yeah, well,
no, but it has to be like a serviced accommodation. Because I see, like, there's something called expats. So that's people that come from another country and work here.
Yeah.
So those people, the company will pay for their accommodation.
Mm-hmm.
It's called service accommodation.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I believe that's like where they're provided with like the breakfast and maybe dinner. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But it's service, so you take that into what you believe it is, isn't it?
Yeah. You might could have stayed in a hotel.
Nah.
That's weird, man. Like,
swear.
Where can they put me? Premier Inn?
No, I said 4 or 5 star.
Bro. Even if they put you in a 4 or 5 star.
I don't get it though. Like, that's weird, no?
That's just a, like, it's just a room.
You have to put me in accommodation, bro.
Yeah, I need like
a different room. They might give you a suite, though.
If it's a suite, yeah, maybe. Or an apartment or a little apartment. I need an apartment. Something like that, minimum, yeah.
A hotel.
You're still like relocating, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, first.
I'm needing an accommodation, bro. Like a flat.
Okay, I'm thinking of like 3 days a week still. But yeah, if it's relocation, yeah, I need a proper abode. I need like rooms, not just one room.
Have you ever asked your dad how he found it?
Yeah, he liked it. What?
Like working in Italy, like what they did, like what did they do? Put him in a hotel 3 days a week?
Yeah. It wasn't an apartment, it was a hotel, yeah. I liked it, it was cool. Like, yeah. I'm on doing it. As soon as I see the opportunity, I would jump at it still.
I don't know.
Why not? Fly 3 days into Europe back free of charge.
I'll do that. But I'm talking about like the whole I'm gone.
No, he didn't relocate. He hasn't relocated.
Like, I would do that. But you were born in Switzerland, or
put that drink down, bro.
Were you not born here?
Yes.
Oh,
you born in London Bridge, Guy's Hospital.
Swear, that's how I had my surgery.
Swear. Oh, first, yeah, bro.
You lived in Switzerland.
Yeah, for a year. That was when I was 6, bro.
What was that for, though? Your dad?
Yeah, but he wasn't. Yeah.
See, I'm a good guy, though. I still remember Switzerland.
You said I was born there, bro.
Ask him if he would have known about Switzerland. He would have known.
He does know, though.
Oh, okay.
I do know.
Did I speak to you too soon?
I do know. How was that, though?
That was...
Do you remember it?
Of course, bro. Of course. That's why I got the scar. Did I tell the story?
Nah.
Did I not? This scar.
What do you mean?
Yeah. I moved there when I was 6. I learned German in 3 months. Went to school there. Remember my friends. Remember Francis, Francesco from Singapore, Travis from Chicago, lived upstairs.
Why is there so many different... Oh, is this with other people that worked with your... Like, the children of people that worked with your dad?
This is just in the apartment complex. People that... Like, my neighbours.
But why are they all from different countries?
I don't know.
Fair enough.
I don't know, innit. There were some locals in the complex, though, I'm sure.
I thought it was a place where, like... People that your dad worked with was also there as well.
Like that. Then there was also, what's my man's name? Anthony. I lived like 2 minutes from the school. Went to school there. School was calm. Yeah, that was for a year. That's why I learned to play football properly, actually.
First.
I don't know why you're laughing, though. You're going to have to land with that one.
My last. You learned to play football in Switzerland.
Why is that... No, but why is that?
I don't know why it's funny.
How do you learn to play football in Switzerland? Why do you not learn in London?
Okay, I started football at 3. So I started playing football in Essex. But yeah, when I was 3.
Oh yeah, Essex, sorry.
When I was 3. But I actually, What are you trying to get onto Essex for, bro? A Saturday girl, you're right.
Oh, yeah, I started.
You know, I couldn't even try doing my
I started playing football when I was three, and then Switzerland when I was six, but six is when I actually remember being taught football, like coached, like skills, whatever. And then.
Is that like, as in like,
club?
A club.
Yeah. Okay. And they wanted to move me to an academy, but obviously my dad must have been there for a year and then it was back into London, so I couldn't go there. But the scar.
You mentioning me on story.
The scar. I don't think they look. Can they see it? Oh, that's too far.
I would have just zoomed in. What's the focus? Just a mess up now.
Yeah. So I was on a school trip in the forest, exploring, as we do, and.
Oh, you went to school there.
Oh, he was there for a year. What do you think he was doing?
Playing on holiday
for a year, bro. I'm not sure that's legal, bro. But yeah, so on a school trip in the forest, for some reason I remember playing football in the forest somehow. Scored a goal, posted in, as you do. Left footers, better than right footers. Anyway, back to the point, back to the story. So we're going down stairs. Stairs? Yeah, we're going back down to... Where are we going down? Yeah, we're in like up a mountain sort of thing. We're going back down. And there's steps. And there's a mudslide on the right-hand side. And a couple of kids have gone down the mudslide. Like, easy, straight, like Tony Hawk. Like, and they've come off at the bottom. Like, nothing's happened. I'm like, okay, you lot have done that. Calm. Let me try it. Going down the mudslide now. I'm like halfway down. And I'm still accelerating. Bear in mind, at the bottom, it's like a meter-long pathway. Then it's a drop down a mountain. So if you don't stabilize at the bottom, yeah,
collapse
on the t-shirt. You know what I mean? So halfway down, I'm accelerating. How do I stop? I look around me, scan quickly. There's only barbed wire along the mud. So I'm like, let me grab the barbed wire. I grab it and I haven't slowed down. But I gripped the barbed wire like heavy. So then as I'm still going, my hands just scraping along the barbed wire. Then I eventually slowed down and I sat down. I was like, cool, it worked. And then one girl must have been, I think it was actually that Francesca babe from Singapore. Must have been sat down, just waiting.
Shout out Francesca.
Word, shout out you, wherever you are. And then she looked at me, she looked at my hand and she just burst into tears, hysterics. I'm like, what's going on with you? Like six at the time. And I look down at my hand. My whole hand is just ripped open, bro. Like I can see inside my hand. Like a pool of blood, like bits and bits of whatever. I don't know what it was. Then I started crying. And then got rushed to the hospital. Mum and dad came. Then I went into the theater. And that's when the doctor was like, you see in the theater, you've been to theater. Like they try to distract me. They were talking about Jungle Book and Mowgli, whatever. I just fell asleep. Then I just woke up and my hand was stitched up and I had a bandage around it. Yeah, left with
maybe
the scar.
They gave you
definitely gave me anesthetic, but I just yeah. I conked out.
Anesthetic. What's anesthesia?
That's what I was about to say. That's what wait.
What is that?
Anesthetic, anesthesia.
I don't know. In the comments, you medical professionals, just let us know what that is. I'm not sure what that is. But yeah,
I'm not even gonna wait for them. What the hell?
That's where I got the scar from.
I'm sure it's the same thing. I can't even spell it.
Anesthesia. I'll go A-N-A-E. S.
Anesthesia. Yeah, you're right, still.
Wait, what is a mudslide?
Mudslide?
Yeah, like I don't get what.
It's like a downward path.
Yeah.
Wet mud. So once you hop on it, you're just sliding downwards, bro.
Oh, so it's not so it's a like, thing it's you're like, supposed to go on.
No.
Oh, I was so
but
confused.
Kids are doing it like they've done it all their life. Fairs. So I'm thinking, why not me? Them ones.
Anesthesia, a loss of feeling or awareness caused by drugs or other substances. Anesthesia keeps patients from feeling pain during surgery or other procedures.
Same thing.
So maybe it's not putting you to sleep though. It's just numbing it.
It can. Well, I know I fell asleep. I don't know. Maybe.
I know it is putting you to sleep.
But sometimes it numbs.
Did you know that, like, if you go under anesthesia or anesthetics, yeah, like, there's a risk of that, like, you never wake up.
Yeah, that's why they have in surgeries. They have what is the name of it? Anesthetician, someone that's literally in charge of your anesthesia, and they get paid bread. They get paid bread.
They've got to keep you alive. They get paid bread. I hope so. They've got to be motivated. What? On the line.
Yeah, literally. But it's actually crazy. You can actually just fall asleep.
You can just fall asleep and not wake up. That's crazy.
How strong? What's in it that you can't even wake up sometimes?
It's a cold fluid that goes up in it. Do you remember?
No.
It's a cold fluid that comes in your body.
Fair enough.
But yeah, it's just going up your veins. And next, you know, just out. I don't even remember going to sleep.
First. Yeah.
All I remember is that I was going there. This is when I was having surgery.
Mm.
I was going there. And like, I remember it going in. I remember the cold.
Pause
for real. No diddy. And then, like, yeah, I'm out. The next thing I remember is just waking up, trying to feel my toes in it to see if I'm paralyzed. Wriggling my toes, see if I'm paralyzed.
Man says, see if you're paralyzed.
Bro, it's a spinal fusion, bro.
Spine
is out. You're gone.
Fet.
No more leg. That was a risk, bro.
How old are you? 16. 2017.
December 13th, 2017. There's only a few dates in life that I remember. That's one of them.
One of those events that you'll never forget, fam.
You just can't.
It's crazy.
That's when I grew to 6 foot.
Wait, so this 6 foot is not even natural. It's because of surgery.
I mean, it is natural. My spine was curved, so they straightened it.
The spine was naturally curved.
Yeah.
You were meant to be that. You were meant to be this tall.
To be very honest, I'm meant to be taller.
Oh, really?
It's not fully straight, my spine.
Yeah, but
so it's still.
It's not like it's not gonna be 100%. Do you know what I mean? It's not like 90% or 95%.
So how tall are you supposed to be?
No, generally I would say I should have maxed out like 6'1". No, generally.
How tall are you, Benzo?
6'2". Am I 60? Yeah, 60.
No, generally, I should have maxed out like 6'1".
So when you wear forces, you must be, what, 6'1"?
I wouldn't say I'm 6'1".
With forces?
I've never ever claimed 6'1", so I don't know.
No, with forces, bro. That's that. They got platforms, bro.
Generally, I don't know. But I would have said maybe 6'1.5".
Okay. Yes.
Nah, I would never claim 6'1". That's crazy. Nah, I don't even know anybody that's 6'1".
I'm going to start claiming 6'5".
You've been claimed 6'5".
No, I actually haven't, you know. I say 6'4 all the time.
You're a liar.
Mothers. Where you have you heard me claim 6'5"?
Mums, I have.
Where?
Yes.
Fairs. Fairs. I'm going to make it more permanent still, yeah, 6'5". I'm only like, what, 0.3 off? 6'4.7? Why not, bruv? Now, if you're 5'11.7, you'd claim 6 foot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So why not? You know what I mean? But T9's thoughts, I had a thought the other day.
Before you start, welcome to the Worry Saint Pod. It's your boy Hustle Hustler. You join my co-host Tina in the building.
Sound it, fellas.
Also join my other co-host, the man by the disease of Batman. The man by the
What's going on?
The man by the camera. He has no name, but he has a face. His name is Benzo.
Yo.
But yo, what are we saying?
What are we saying?
Like, comment, subscribe.
Make sure. Shout out come for you, bro, man.
What was I saying? T9 Sports. Had a thought the other day.
I was into it still.
Yeah. And so you see how a couple of centuries ago, maybe even one century.
A century's what, 100 years?
Yeah.
Okay.
How it was the men that used to go outside and fight. Women used to stay at home. Children used to stay at home. Don't look at me funny, it's facts. It's facts.
No, but I'm just trying to see where you go to.
Okay, let me land.
Yeah.
Imagine if there was a concept here where everyone in the UK, let's even say worldwide, was put into a situation where all the women and children had to stay home and all the men, us, and our dads had to go outside and bring food home.
Yeah.
How long would you survive? Bear in mind, it's free for all.
I'm killing everyone.
There's no crime.
I'm killing everyone.
But shoot you, that's it. No crime.
I'm killing everyone.
So outside, it's just us and our dads and our cousins and our brothers fending for ourselves. And you got to bring food home for the family every night.
No, I'm killing everyone.
How long would you survive?
In today's day and age, we wouldn't survive long.
Really?
If you don't have access to
weapons.
Yeah. Then you're not surviving long.
Hear what I'm saying though.
I've got people, bro.
Doesn't matter.
Hear what I'm saying though. Why wouldn't you drive to Cunch, what? Kill a deer, bring it home, slap it on the barbecue?
Do you know what Cunch is?
Wait, what are we talking about? Are we talking about let's say there was no
2024, rules, like April 25th.
So why are you going to kill a deer straight away?
Okay, so you're going to go to the supermarket and not come out.
Swipe out everything, yeah.
The supermarket.
Well,
that's you may not come out.
Why?
That's going to be like one of the hottest spots.
Exactly.
Bro, do you know what it is though? It's a mentality thing.
Okay, with no weapon.
It's a mentality thing. If you go and know you're the top dog, you will fear me.
It's different. This is not an interview. This is not a job interview.
You've got a knife. I don't care who you are, bro.
That's a shoky bar, actually.
What?
Something fist fight if I back my sound like that. Guy, put it in the comment section. But anyways, if you're going knowing that you're the top dog, bro, some guys will fear you still.
It's not how it works.
I got a few big people in my family still. So
say.
So yeah.
What does that mean?
It doesn't mean anything. Like,
you're trying to survive off of aura, bro. No weapons.
But I got someone in my family that's in the NFL, bro. I got this, bro. Trust me.
Okay, our boy does jiu-jitsu. What does that mean?
Nah, he's gay.
Yo. Hey, bro, you're watching this. Look how he has no faith in you.
No, Deej. Yo, Deej.
That's him trying to do armbar.
Yo, Deej, you're gay. You're getting dealt with, bro. Not by me.
Okay, you said you shoot everyone, bro.
I'll kill everyone, bro.
You don't think the manager should, like, group up?
No, what the hell?
You don't think?
Someone will turn on you.
Well, on the man then?
Yeah.
Do you think?
Yep.
So why are they one of our friends now, then?
Mm-hmm. That begs the question.
These sort of circumstances bring out the worst in people.
Okay. No, fair point.
Let me tell you right now.
Yeah. Fair point, but... why are we friends now then? That's still back to the original
point. Let me tell you right now. Put me in a zombie apocalypse. You're both gone. I'm the one that's taking you out.
You see? This is why I consider leaving if I get a job abroad. Look at this. This brittle friendship that he's got. Can you imagine?
No, I'm joking. I mean, I still think that someone will turn on us, for sure.
I wouldn't be surprised, if I'm honest.
Like, I wouldn't trust anybody. I wouldn't even lie.
That's a bit of a stretch.
No, I wouldn't trust anyone. I wouldn't trust anyone.
Anyone.
Bro, this is like a circumstance that we've never been in, so.
Yeah.
No one can say that they will trust everybody. Like, I can't trust, there's no chance I'll trust everybody. I'll just move my family. Yeah.
But you trust your brother?
Yeah.
You trust your brother?
For sure.
Yeah. It's like the riots, isn't it?
Oh, it's a lot worse than the riots.
Because
if my brother turns on me, then it's fine. If my brother turns on me, that means anybody in this life can turn on me. So, yeah.
Fair.
Now, I'm not one of those people that think that water's thicker than blood. Mm. You know what I mean? Blood is, it's too serious, though. For my circumstance.
Did you see the NFL draft?
No. I saw some TikTok, though, about some guy got drafted and a girl tried to shout him. And he said, nah.
Rightfully so.
Yeah, like, the girl that just went taking him in or whatever.
What's mad is that I'm sure the top 10 draft picks, I'm sure like 8 were black.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
So the number one was like a black quarterback, innit?
Caleb Williams, yeah.
Black quarterback?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
For like the Chicago Bears or something like that.
Mahomes is black, but you know.
Ish.
Oh.
Yeah.
He out of here, though.
Mm. Why?
That nigga white, bro.
Well, obviously he's not.
The jeans are white now, bro.
What are you talking about? He married a white baby.
Oh, and right.
White,
right.
So shout out. Right, what's his name? The black guy that hates snow bunnies. What's his name?
Dr. Umar.
Umar. Yeah, shout out Dr. Umar, bro.
I think some of the stuff, like, he does it for, do you know what I mean, content and that.
Of course.
Yeah.
Roy and Mercy, another cool.
He must have said one crazy.
Go on.
I don't know if I said this. He must have said some crazy thing. No one should watch the Across the Spider-Verse movie. Did I say this before?
No.
Yeah, he said no one should watch it because you know how in the movies Miles and Gwen's the white girl and obviously that's the relationship there. It's like no one should go watch that movie.
No, man. Like, what is that? That's gymnastics. He's doing too much, bro. I said Gwen is the white girl. That film is hard, bro.
I still ain't watched it, bro. I started it, but then I just...
Yeah. Across.
The what? Very first one.
Into. The third one's been delayed, now. Nah? Next year.
It has been. Maybe.
Oh,
maybe.
You said to Into.
Into the Spider-Verse.
Nah, there's a song I was trying to say about...
Western?
No. It's a new guy, Guams. Shout out him.
Guams.
Yeah. WhatsApp.
Oh, the one where them girls would dance to?
Yeah, bare girls are doing it, yeah.
Mm. Oh, Randy on my left, Randy on my right.
So it's a TikTok song.
That's crazy, though.
Yeah, that's actually a peak label, you know.
That's crazy.
It's what it is. That's what it is.
If it streams,
it streams, isn't it? If it streams, it streams. You know that Aunt Slot guy's now, you know.
What? Like, he's begging it, though. He needs to like zip it up still.
I have no clue what you lot just said.
Somebody's basically begging Liverpool to hire him as the new coach.
No, it's been confirmed.
Confirmed, yeah, Fabio.
20
Fabio.
Minutes ago, Fabricio. Yeah. Yeah.
Here we go.
Wait, who?
Yeah, here we go, bro.
The Porto manager.
No, that's not
Amron.
No, that's Lisbon. Who's the Porto manager? I
don't know. He's not Porto.
No.
Lisbon.
Where's he from? Fenerbahce.
No,
it's Feyenoord. Like a
green team. Slot.
Feyenoord.
Green and white.
Feyenoord.
Yeah.
What?
It's not green and white. They're kid.
That's Sporting. Feyenoord. That's Sporting.
Yeah, that's Sporting. That's Amarin.
That's Amarin. Yeah.
Yeah. He was linked to them.
He was linked. Yeah.
Wait. So Klopp's been replaced.
Yeah.
He's leaving.
Who is it?
Aunt Slot, this guy. It's like a Dutch manager. So why did you say Fenerbahce? I just told you.
Bro, it starts with F, man. Come on.
What is it?
Feyenoord is in the Dutch league with like Ajax and that, man.
Yeah.
He's replacing him still.
He's a good coach,
isn't it? Apparently he is a good coach.
We'll see.
Apparently like he actually like has a good
style
weight.
Of play.
Yeah, good style of play.
I mean, I thought Ten Hag was the same.
Did we think that? I don't know.
Come on.
What was his style? When he first came, total football.
All positive when he first came.
Whatever that means.
Shout out to Tuchel, though. Hopefully.
Tuchel, man. Like, we're linked to him, yeah?
Yeah, hopefully he manages
that.
Lot, isn't it?
Bun that.
You hate him?
I got no hate towards him.
As in, but you want him to manage United?
Yeah, I don't think he's a great manager anymore.
He's not.
Yeah, I feel like he's like... For you to lose in Bundesliga...
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie, though. Bayern are on one, though.
What Leverkusen. Mean?
Sorry. Wait.
It's my Leverkusen.
Yeah, they're on one.
Still, yeah. But like, still. The gap is crazy.
The gap, yeah. That is
yeah, but they're not even losing games and they've won the league. Did you see that game against, was it Dortmund?
Dortmund, yeah.
97th equaliser. Like, what?
Yeah, that's true. But, do you know what I'm saying? That's down to the coaching. Because if you look at it on paper, Bayern have the better players.
Yeah.
Realistically.
Depending on the... Position
realistic, yeah. Defense, certain position, yeah. Defense.
Frimpong is starting at Bayern.
Yeah, so is
Wirtz. Ooh, Wirtz. So is Nash. No, he's not. Oh, but he's hard though. I'm not gonna lie.
Would Wirtz start?
I don't know. Serge Gnabry, flipping Sane, Musiala. It'd be tough for him. It'd be tough.
Yeah, but most of the players.
Yeah.
Oh, at Bayern.
What's the striker's name again? Boniface.
He's not
replacing Kane.
He's not.
But. Challengers is out today.
Shout out AC Milan.
What is that for?
They lost to Inter to give them the Scudetto. Can you imagine?
AC Milan, man, niggas, bro. Trust me.
What, because of Tomori? It's no one else.
And Giroud. And Pulisic.
Pulisic. Does he still play?
And Loftus-Cheek.
Apparently he's been boarding out, you know.
And Leao.
Leao.
They're my niggas, Stone.
Leao.
Man, seen them in real life, bro. Trust
that guy's
me.
A fashionista, man. He's not like a footballer,
that,
man.
They're like that, bro. Trust
Rashford
me. They bang.
2.0, fam.
They bang round there, bro. Trust me.
In Italy, yeah.
Bro, trust me.
Who was the one that got their car stolen? Oh no, that was Osimhen. To be fair.
Let it.
Wait, No, it was it not Carrara Skelly or something like that?
Let AC Milan come and play United, bro. Trust me, it's a banging.
We beat them in the Europa League not two seasons ago.
Did you win it? Right.
That's got nothing to do with your point. Just refuted your point.
Because AC Milan would have won it.
But they didn't. Because Ahmad scored a header backwards, lobbed the keeper. Remember that, Benzo?
Yeah.
Bruno
assists. I do remember.
This is crazy.
Bro, why isn't Ahmad... In fact, I don't even want to get
into that. This is actually a crazy drink.
You should be having this one, bro.
Nah, bro. Have you finished that?
Yeah, a long time ago. We like to drink with T9 because T9 is our mate. One. Do you do that when you go for drinks with the lads?
No. I don't go to drinks with the lads.
When you used to?
I don't think I ever used to go to drinks.
Have you bought that Copperberg again since?
I drank it yesterday or 2 days ago. I drank it after the final of Chelsea.
That's nothing, though. That's like juice.
Yeah. It's nice, though.
It's nice.
But it'll still get you sort of gone.
A few,
yeah.
How many did you drink? Like five.
Who drank five, brother? I drank two.
No, I drank more than that.
Yeah, know. That's why. If you drink three, though, I drank four, even two. Yeah. After two, you'd be feeling a little bit weird.
I felt it after two.
Yeah.
I think I drank like three or four.
But it's too fizzy. I can't drink it. Just
too fizzy. Too fizzy.
Yeah, like, just all the gas just fills me up. Pause. And like, I just struggle to drink more, innit?
Filled up.
Just struggle to drink more.
I don't even know what beer drunk's like. Never been beer drunk.
Beer drunk is way, way too much.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I've been beer drunk. It's too much.
Just
that, that throw up I had.
Throw up?
Yo, I had it before a motive.
Beer before a motive? Who sent you?
I did it after work. I had beer. Drinking a couple cans. And boy, I was not good. Luckily, my motive was just 2 minutes away from where I parked my car. Before I got there, I let it out. Finger down throat. And I let it go. Anytime I throw up, it's because I put my finger down my throat.
Pause. Why?
Because it's too much.
Oh, but that makes sense,
though. No, it doesn't. If you need to throw up. What the hell do you throw up?
But no one to throw up.
Yeah, if your body feels sick, then the bile starts to build up in your mouth. You're like, yeah, bro, I'm about to throw up.
No, I've never done that. No. Anytime I want to throw up is because I...
So anytime you've thrown up from drinking is because you force yourself to throw up.
Yes.
Oh, not every time.
There's never been a time where I've not done that.
Oh. So you haven't really needed to throw up then?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
But you'll feel better though.
You will just feel better and I know that this is too much for me, so down the pipe.
Just sit down. Take a deep breath. Get some fresh air.
I caught you.
What? Pause.
What are you pausing?
Caught me doing what?
Yeah, it depends on what you about paused to say. It
before I've even given context.
It's true. Why did you pause?
No, you backed him up.
Yeah, it's true.
Our friend's dad's 50th.
Yeah, I know who's man.
I almost caught him. Oh, if I get the footage.
The footage wasn't even that crazy.
It could have been, though. It was like a millisecond.
But it is, though. I had no clue you were there.
Of course you didn't.
Were there. I had no clue you and him were there. Of course. Like, I didn't even know you'd gone. My thing. And then I heard or saw Flash.
Turn your face quickly.
And then, yeah, they didn't catch me.
It was
still,
that close. But I saw you, like, bent over at the floor, though.
That pissed me off, though.
So everyone knows what it would be.
It pissed me off for, like, a millisecond. Because I was like, bro, man's actually throwing up, bro. Like, allow me. But then I was like, would I have done the same? Probably.
Facts.
Probably.
And you're actually lucky there was us two that saw you. Imagine if that was in front of the whole function.
No, I'm the one that chose to go there.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
So, like, why would they...
So it's better that you did it in front of us as opposed to not being able to get out.
No, bro. That's what I'm saying. That's one of the times where I said, throw it down the pipe. Finger down the pipe. Like, it's never a, I need to throw it. Let me get
out. Yeah, crazy. That's what I said. Where have you got that?
No, obviously, I then changed it to finger.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? But yeah, like, it's never been a thing where I'm like, yo, man, I need to throw up. Let me go to the toilet quickly. Nah, it's just, I'm not good. I'm not enjoying this anymore. Yeah. And obviously, I was doing other things that day as well. So it was just didn't make sense to, you know, be in that state. Should I say?
What did we even drink that day? There was Bacardi. There was Hennessy. There was Jack Daniels. There was Ciroc.
Yo. Jack Daniels is crap.
Jack Daniels.
Yo, brother.
Warned you.
Jack Daniels is crap.
Jack Daniels
was honey. Honey
yeah, Jack, no, exactly. Forget the taste, bro. I went to remember innit?
Mm-hmm.
Bro, before then, I was like, you know what, yeah? I don't want to spend in the function because when I start, I don't stop. No, I bring my thing. So I said, let me pre-drink because remember E-Dot said the same thing. Pre-drink before my move, you're good. I went to my corner shop. I bought a Jack Daniels, the £7 one.
They definitely had honey.
£7.
Don't, no, they didn't.
They did. You didn't look.
Bro, I promise you. I was thinking about the podcast. I was like, he said honey. Cool. Let me look for it. Did I see it? No.
Fair enough.
£7 one. Grabbed it. Cool. Poured in my Coke. I'm drinking. I'm thinking. What is that?
It's an acquired taste, I'll be real.
But ew. That was crap. Well, you know what? Let me actually get on a wave. Back the whole thing. Pause. Didn't do a damn thing to me.
Then you didn't drink enough.
I drank the whole bottle.
You know Jack Daniels. You drink enough of Jack Daniels, you're on a wave. Yeah, so seven clearly.
Pound bottle should get you on
what's
a wave.
What's a 7 pound?
7 pound bottle should get you on a wave, bro. It's seven like this pound size, bro. Should get you on a wave. That's it's this size,
would
bro.
That
it's
get not, you, not the would, mini one. Would that get you on a wave?
Well, you didn't drink it straight, though. That's the thing.
No, I drank it with Coke.
Yeah, so it's a little bit.
And you drank the whole thing?
Whole bottle. What is it? To myself.
Did you pour the whole bottle in the Coke?
Yes.
Oh, that's probably why then.
What?
No, nah, that doesn't make sense. Why.
How much Coke was in the can?
It wasn't a can, it was a bowl.
How much Coke was in the bowl?
Probably drank like one sip.
Yeah, see, that's
when
not
I say
enough.
Sip, like, okay, pause, gulp, so they can't
Coke. Yeah, that's not enough Coke. That's most of the Coke in the bottle.
Yeah, the Coke was still in the bottle, but like, it was still enough for me to pour the whole bottle.
Wait, £7? What is a £7 Jack Daniels?
It was either £7 or £6.49, something like that.
That's more than that's
more.
Brother, it was not the mini one, bro. I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, so it's like the that size.
Huh? Yeah, it's not as big. It's not the big, but like, big it's ones.
Like, that's not a small bottle, bro.
You should have backed half of that straight.
Oh, get out of here, man.
Then you would have been on a wave, bro.
Yeah, obviously. You. But like, at the same time, I'm still drinking the volume of the drink, isn't it? So
you didn't feel a damn thing.
Brother. Like, okay, cool. Damn. When I've got to the motive now, I'm not feeling anything. Bro, I'm in the function. I'm just standing, bro. I'm like, I'm not even, like, I'm not happy. I'm not enough. I'm not doing nothing, bro. I'm just chilling. I'm just standing with my boy. Like, we're not doing anything. Like, I'm not on a wave. I'm not on nothing.
I didn't go to the bar then. Get a few more.
And this is what I'm saying, bro. I don't spend at club functions. I don't spend. But that day I spent because I started going to the bar. And the bartender, I told him, this is what I normally do. I told him, yo, make your favorite drink, but make sure it's brown liquor. Cool.
That's what you tell him to do.
Yeah, I don't have a drink. I said to him, what do you like? Surprise me. That's what I do. So he surprised me. Bacardi.
Surprise me.
He surprised me. Bacardi and Coke or something, I think. I can't even remember.
You said, yeah.
It's kind of decent still. Backed it. I said, whoa. I'm on a wave now. After the first drink, I said, cool. Let me go back. Let me get another one. Bruh, it's decent still. Went back for another one. I said, oh, us. Take it easy now. You're driving. Do yourself in. I start sipping this one. Eventually finished it. And that's when I saw my wave.
Yeah, next time, half of that, not half, but some of the bottle, just take it straight. So.
No, yeah, I probably will, but at the same time, that's crazy.
Because man said £7 bottle, you don't feel a damn thing. JD.
Bro, on board, I didn't feel a damn thing. And I'm not even a... Like, bro, you lot can see me now. I'm on a sort of wave right now. Not even sort of. I'm on a wave right now.
Mm.
So, yeah, like... But even that day, like, I spent quite a bit at a bar.
Just quickly, that advice about backing the bottle straight. Only if you can handle it, please. If you're lightweight, middleweight, just steer clear. Because it won't end well.
Innit? Don't even pre-drink. Just get water.
I wouldn't advise.
But, yeah, at November now, you know the bartenders actually are... Like your
yeah, that's good though.
They're actually like your wingman.
That's good. Well, it can be good.
It can be good, but it can be not be good. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because when I was at the bar now, I'm actually just chilling up by myself. I'm not with anybody. I've left my boy to go to the bar quickly. Bro, cool, yeah. There's a girl next to me. I'm paying no attention to her. We're not even... She's not paying attention to me. I'm not paying attention to her. We're two separate people, but because we're next to each other and the bar's kind of tight, we're next to each other, isn't it? Bro. The bartender's looked at me now, yeah. It's obviously my turn to get served. Dukes has been like, oh, are you not together? I said, brother, whoa. Brother, whoa. I don't need a... Yeah, a three ball. I'm good. We both looked at each other and said, no, we're not. Dukes has been like, oh, you know what, yeah. I got you, bro. I'm saying, bro, you ain't got me.
I said he doubled down.
I said, brother, I'm good. We're not together. Jack said, okay, cool. What does the girl want? I think she ordered like, I don't even know. It wasn't juice, any alcohol. Like juice. A juice, yeah. I've ordered my drink now, yo.
Guys, try to put on the same tab. I said, brother, ew.
After saying that you're separate, mm-hmm. You still put on the same tab. What the hell was that?
You know when the gum gets too much?
That's disgusting.
But like, I said, so you paid it?
No.
Tell him, yo.
We are not together.
Man said you and the girl said, nah, we're not together. That could have gone the complete opposite way, though.
No, but don't get twisted, though. Like, if I was in a situation of, like, let me move to her, that would have been the best plug-in.
Isn't it?
I would have dabbed him up after. I would have probably tipped him. Because, my bro, you've done it. Thank you for what you've done. Do you know what I mean? But that's one of that, isn't
it? Oh, now that I think about it, a bartender did the exact same thing to me.
Oh, they got you still.
It was our friend's birthday at, one bar. And I was at the bar. But to be fair, the difference is I was speaking to her prior.
Did you drive me home?
No.
It's not that much.
Okay, that's two. There's two then. That was another one. Oh, wait. Was that another one? No, that was a different one. This one was our friend's birthday and I'm at the bar. I was speaking to her, but like here and there, it wasn't like constant combo. And bartender, I think it was a lady. I've gone, can I order please? And then she's gone, oh, you and your girl got nice smiles. I've gone. I've gone, oh, okay. Might as well. I was like, I was running a wave. I'm like, okay, thank you. She's gone, thank you. And then she's gone, oh yeah, she's right or something like that. I'm like, okay.
The girl.
Yeah. I'm like, okay, Fez. You know what I mean? I'm like, okay, cool.
And then, That's game, though. That's game.
Give it to us, too. I like, Fez, bro. Then, yeah, just enjoy myself that night. But with conversation, like... You know, you made it worse though. You made it. I was at a bar, bro. We're talking about the enjoy public
yourself.
Place.
What do you mean by that?
Conversation. You can enjoy yourself having conversation. Like.
Anyways, some people would have misconstrued that.
They can. That's why I cleared up. But yeah, no, the day I drove you home, I don't think the bartender did anything like that.
The day you drove me home, I was too gone.
What happened that day?
Different sort of.
No. Bartender did something.
Not for me. Oh, yeah.
He did. Oh, yeah, my God. He tried mocking me. Yeah. He tried to do you dirty.
He did me dirty, bro.
What did he do?
Bro, like, a few girls were at that bar.
Yeah, I remember.
A few girls were at that bar, and obviously, like, I'm trying to get my drink, but they're just bare people. So I've got my drink, and I think I've moved to one of the girls or something. I'm not even sure. I genuinely can't even remember. And, like, she was with her friends. I'm like, whoa. Okay, I don't care. What's my business with that? My man's done the orders with everyone. I've looked at her. She looked at me. I said, okay, fine, innit? Like, I'll pay. But, like, bartender, what are you doing? I'm the one that placed the order. Let me tap for myself and let's go.
Mm.
You know what I mean? But, yeah, that's the one time I've been done dirty by the bartender. Like, I don't know what.
So, you have to pay for everyone's drinks there?
I'm sure it's like only like two or three girls.
That would have cleared things up.
Was it a shot or was it a cocktail?
No, sure.
I was going to say.
Do you know what I'm saying? If everyone's ordering there. Yeah.
It's 40 quid.
Bro, you don't know me, bro. I'm the man that takes off the service charge without a doubt. You know what I mean? So, if it was cocktail, bartender, these aren't man. I'm paying for hers and my own. That's it. I got no shame when it comes to that sort of stuff, bro.
Yeah, because you're a stranger.
I don't know.
Yeah, you get it.
So like, why are you expecting me to pay for it?
I ain't spoken to you. Forget what a chivalry. I don't know you.
I don't know you. You're
dead, man.
Whoa.
If I clip that now.
Whoa.
If you clip it now, I'm not posting it. So don't waste an edit. Do you know what I mean? Like, man's bantering. Chivalry's alive. In fact, clip it, bro. Chivalry's alive for the person I'm moving to.
Yeah.
For your friends?
Nah.
In certain circumstances?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
In certain circumstances?
Yeah.
Nah, I'm good. It's not on that. I'm not on that. Do you know what I mean? So yeah, like, if it's, for example, you see these videos that go around of like, oh yeah, your man's got invited to the birthday dinner of the girl. And they're asking, and he's the only guy there. And they're expecting him to pay for everyone.
That's insane.
That ain't me. I'll be wrong. That is not me. I'm paying for my girl.
And you.
Me. And then like, if the birthday girl is like, someone cool to me, like I'm cool with her. Obviously I am if I'm getting invited. Yeah, I'll pay for her. But even then, in that circumstance, I probably wouldn't even go to that move, you know. I'm the only guy there.
Oh, what am I thought doing the birthday girl was your girl.
Oh, no. If
she's just your dog, yeah. Of course, yeah.
If the birthday girl's my girl, I'm paying for me and my girl.
Yeah,
what?
Yeah, that's what I said, yeah.
You know what I mean? Friend, I wouldn't even go to that. Like, I wouldn't even go to that. I just pay for my girl. Ask her what's her bill. That's
yeah, fairs. If it was your friend, yeah, I could pay for my friend. If we're like that.
I saw you writing. Are you writing to clip this?
No. Make just sure, relax. Bro. Look how paranoid.
Make sure.
This guy's already scared. He's got flashes in the comments already.
Well, I'll be real. I actually don't care for what I'm taking the comments, bro.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh.
But yeah, bro. This week was just asked for two magnums for a reason, bro.
Yeah.
You know, have I come on the podcast and mentioned that my tires obviously gone flat before?
Maybe.
I don't think so.
But this year, so that means when April, right? I've changed my left tire 3 times. I've changed my left tire 3 times. All because they have a nail in it.
No.
What sort of bollocks is that? So today, I changed it. And during the week, I got an email.
Ugh.
Got an email. They told me, please call us back. We've been trying to contact you because we recently saw some CCTV footage that showed that you are at fault for some da-da-da-da-da. Bro, I've not responded to that email.
Insurance.
They're gonna deal with me. I'm not ready for that news, innit? So, not responding still.
So your premium's gonna go up?
I don't actually know what they want with me, though. That's the thing. I paid what I need to pay.
If you're at fault, then it's gonna go on your claims, no?
Yeah, so what do you want from me? Put on my claims and move on.
Yeah, maybe they need some.
What do you actually want from me? That's the only thing I don't get. Like, they can't ask for more money because I've paid my excess, innit? So.
What's your excess? Your excess peak? Oh, wait, you said it. I think you said it.
I can't remember what I said. Is it 950 or 750?
750, because mine's the same.
Yeah, I paid that. Are you sure I didn't pay 950, bro?
You might have. No, that was service. Remember?
I paid the same price.
For service and excess?
Yeah.
Oh, then maybe it's 9.
950,
bro.
Driving. I'm not going to lie, though. I've been thinking, like, maybe I should just downgrade, you know?
Really?
Yeah. Why? Man pays a lot a month, you know.
Oh, you're talking about, okay, Fez.
Pay a lot a month.
The thing is,
towards like my car, like petrol, insurance, bro, it's mad.
The thing is, yeah, I don't even.
Like, who am I fronting for?
I hear you. I pay an all right amount, but I pay more than I need to because of fines.
And no, I'll be right. I'm not on a fine thing, you know, anymore.
Oh, man.
But I have not got fined in months. I don't think I've
been fined. My thing is the gym. Because, like, my gym, yeah. You've got to register your postcode on the way into the gym. Reg plate on a screen in the gym before you go in after a certain time.
Yeah.
And I forgot like 3 times, and each one of those is a bill fine.
No, yeah, they tried to do me
a
for that.
Bill.
I'm like, not them.
No, I did. Bro, and they followed up with debt collectors will be here if you don't.
Brother, I ignored them.
They come to your door?
Do you see me here?
I ain't got time for that, innit?
Brother, like, I was at the gym. You're trying to just, they're trying to jazz you. You're not jazzing me. Do your worst. I literally have proof I was at the gym.
Mm-hmm.
Because I forgot to do something. I was not aware of I had to do something. Mm-hmm. You're trying to jazz me like 7 bills. Because I got like 7 or 8.
7 is crazy.
I said, bro, chill. Like, I think I even paid 1. Then I was like, yo, you lot are violating. Like, I was at the gym. Like, I didn't know I had to do this. Do you think I would willingly do this?
That was my bath. That was my
bath. Do you mean, do you think I would willingly want to get a ticket? They still chat. The lady on the phone, I did this like 3, 4, 5 years ago. No, oh, definitely not 5 years. It must have been like, it was in 3rd year, so that's how long ago? Like 3 years ago?
No, bro, that area, not even that area, the area near your old gym, yeah, that yellow box, fam, they tried to lick me as well.
I said try, they got me there still.
What about the bath?
I didn't bath nothing, bro.
Swear.
Bro, I just told them, yo, like, I can't pay this, I can't afford blah, blah, blah. Just went back to the original price.
Oh, that's calm.
Yeah, that's calm. That's calm. What I wanted. That's what I wanted. So, yeah, I got that. But other than that, Tab never bathed any of them. But those ones, you're not getting them. Bro, it's been like 2, 3 years, bro. Like,
years?
Brother, ew. Like, why am I paying that?
Years? Okay, they're not on it, but nah, my one, they was talking about, oh, yeah.
Bro, they sent all of that, bro. They sent all of it. I don't care. I'm not on it, bro.
The thing is, with the private ones, you can probably bath it.
But it is the council private. Ones, they're all private, bro.
The council ones.
Oh, councils, I don't play with them. I pay them.
Yeah, like, I don't play with them. I got sent a court. Is it a court order?
Yeah.
I don't pay this or get sent to court, innit?
Bro, I don't play with them.
Nah, I'll pay
cool, that. You got me. I'll pay it.
Yeah.
That's well, if you're private, do your worst, bro. I don't care. I don't owe you money. I was at the gym.
Like, deeper, bro.
I'm at the gym. I've proved I was at the gym.
Oh, you can send screenshots, to be fair.
I've sent screenshots and they're still saying no. I said, bro, F off then. Nah, big man thinking like, you're actually jazzing me, bro. Like, allow me, bro. Mm. I can't get jazz in the streets. You lot can't jazz me, bro. Mm. So yeah, like, nah, allow me, bro.
You remember seeing, bare men have started running recently.
I'm one of
them. Yeah, even
I see like run clubs, though. I see you running as well. But yeah, like run clubs. On TikTok,
run clubs seem fun, though.
They do.
But like, it encourages you to run with, you're with like-minded people, innit?
Mm.
But I don't know. If you're just starting out running, I don't know how that works because you clearly won't be able to keep up.
Yeah, but there's different paces, though.
Obviously, there'll be a pacemaker.
Yeah.
That's the person at the front.
Mm-hmm.
But then everyone's at different levels, so you just find someone that's on your level.
As in, like, everyone, like, there's a whole crowd running.
Yeah,
the run group can't be everybody on the same level. Everyone's
quick, bro.
Yeah, fair enough.
There's one time, the day you start might be the same day someone else starts.
Yeah.
I hear it still.
But with me, like I've realized something about myself. I can't rely on people. I'm not a team player, like because my competitiveness is not the same as everybody else. So I prefer things that I have to do by myself. So yeah, I run by myself now.
How far did you run?
5K.
Time?
32 minutes.
Okay.
Not great, but you know.
First time.
There's room for improvement. Bro, so yeah.
When you go to certain clubs, yeah. The gaffer will tell you, if there's no training on Thursday, I need 5K, 21 minutes max. I'm telling you, it is crazy.
Yeah, he's bugging out.
It's crazy.
That's 4.5 minutes per month, yeah, per K.
But that's a bit higher level. Out, but yeah, I've seen gaffers ask for like 5Ks and it's got to be 20, 22 minutes max.
What do you mean? Like you have to send him proof or something?
Yeah, of the run. If there's no training, they're like, yeah, cool, 5Ks. Some clubs even do 5Ks weekly.
I'm trying to do 5Ks 2 to 3 times a week.
Fairs.
Oh, man's in. Oh,
athlete.
I'm back in boxing, innit?
Yeah. You go at lunch time.
Yeah, I go at lunch.
Hour.
At 12.
Yeah, I went first session back in the gym today. Oh, damn. Tough, man.
Nah, yeah, boxing's tough. I don't even know. Nah. My fitness is the worst, dragging me down completely.
Mm.
But I do think that. Like, 2, 3, 4 months.
Aspiring,
guys, bro. No, I'm not aspiring.
So you're just doing that? What skills?
Hard work, skills, fitness, abs. That's like, what I'm going to be doing my core. My core is there.
Fitness for boxing will make you fit for most sports.
Of course.
I feel like.
Of course. Any fighting sport will make you fit for most sports.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I just like. I've always been in love with boxing still, so I just said, yeah. After that Devin Haney fight, I said, yeah.
I was gonna mention it. Did you watch it? The highlights?
I haven't even seen. I saw like a couple knockdowns, but I didn't watch the whole highlights.
The thing is, yeah, after we left yours, I woke up, I had an alarm for like 4 o'clock. No, 3:45. I woke up and the fight wasn't even on. It was still the fight before.
I set my alarm for 4 and 4:15.
And I went back to sleep. I just watched the highlights.
I don't think I've even moved on.
Oh my days.
No, like, genuinely, bro.
Oh my, I was in shock. And I didn't even watch boxing like that. I was like, bro, this guy was supposed to be the favourite, fam.
Yeah.
That's recording.
No, yeah, bro. I'm not gonna lie. Like, I ain't moved on from it. I can't watch any TikToks about it. I can't watch him get knocked down. Like, bro, that week was the worst week of my life.
Did that hit you more than a Chelsea loss?
I'm not going to lie, yeah, dude.
Swear.
Because the Chelsea loss was the Man City game.
Okay, what about the Arsenal game?
That was after.
Yeah, so which one's worse?
I'll be real.
You couldn't have been expecting anything from the Arsenal game.
No, but 5-0.
I didn't expect 5-0, but like, I'll be real, Devin's loss hit me. Because, like, he's the perfect athlete, bro. In terms of, like, he worked hard. He actually performs. Bro, that guy got killed.
What was his dad talking about with Floyd?
Bro, that man just talk bare, bro.
You're talking about, like, I've got the streets. Like,
bro, they're two men that just talk bare.
Old heads, fam.
Yeah.
Old heads.
Dude, just ignore them. But that fight, just, like, bro. I still can't watch that. There's more what?
Fight's coming though. There's Usyk Fury.
I don't care about that.
Who do you think it's?
I don't care.
I think that'll probably be a good fight. Like,
it will. Well,
I don't care.
I don't even know. They're both
didn't like. Wait, who won last time? Was it not Fury? But like
they Usyk.
Wait, who was it that Fury fit before?
Deontay Wilder.
Yeah.
No. Most recently that he won, but he should have known.
Ngannou.
What am I talking about? Yeah. But yeah, that is a question.
They're both bums, bro. AJ's the boss.
Yeah, AJ's for last fight was,
But bro, when AJ lost to Usyk.
The thing is, if Usyk beats Fury, AJ's going to have to fight Usyk again.
Surely. No, you won't fight Usyk again, bro.
You don't think?
He'll fight Fury.
Even if Fury loses?
Bro, the best fight in the world is AJ versus Fury, bro. No one cares about AJ. Usyk, bro.
Unless he wants the belt.
AJ wants the belts, but he has to fight Fury. That's the bottom line.
Yeah, so what if he fights Fury, beats Fury? Why wouldn't he go for Usyk after that?
Bro, Usyk can go to hell.
How many times did he lose? Two or three times?
Two, bro. Usyk can go to hell with a fucking light.
I don't even Did he knock him down?
I don't know. I don't think so. In the first
second fight,
no, he didn't. No, like, bro, Usyk's a cold boxer. I won't even lie, but I don't care for him. He's a bum.
Why is he a bum?
Because he beat AJ. He's a bum.
He beat AJ convincingly.
Twice.
Yeah.
No, but AJ's now a different fan, so don't worry.
He did look different. But wait, who do I...
Then again, he's fighting Ngannou.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Ngannou. Like, come on. Like,
powerful, but...
You know what I'm saying?
I don't think it's...
Like, he's not a boxer.
Bro, I don't care, bro.
He's not a boxer, so...
AJ's the best in the world, bro.
Where were we when we watched that? Were you there?
No,
AJ and Ngannou.
Yeah, lounge.
Oh yeah.
Bro, I hate boxing, man. You just like when they don't go my way, it pisses me off, bro. Devin lost.
Bro, listen to your voice, man. Oh my days.
I'm up.
When Chelsea lose, your voice doesn't even sound like that. That's crazy.
Nah, bro, because Chelsea, man, like, when a rebuild phase, bro. But that Devin loss, I was struggling even to watch it live, bro. Oh man.
I thought he was gonna get knocked out.
Bro, I wish he did.
I think it's worse to get knocked down repeatedly.
No, I don't think it'll be the same fight.
If you got knocked out?
I think right now, bro, I don't think it'll be the same fight.
Well, mentality, I don't know. Tank already fought Garcia. So I mean Tank would deal with Haney.
Fuck.
Tank would deal with Haney, that means, isn't it? Ah, oh, that's tough.
Mm.
That's tough.
Mm.
Damn, is that... Wait, is that... That's not the lightest weight, is there?
No.
What, like, they're there's super much lightweight.
There's much lighter.
Oh, there's featherweight and that. Yeah. Bantam weight or something like that.
I don't know if that's light, but yeah. Bro, that fight touched me still, but yeah. Ooh. After I watched that, I said, yeah, I'm getting into boxing, bro. Ryan Garcia, come see me, bro. Garcia, come
apparently,
see me.
Bro. Mayweather told him to be 3 pounds over. Sorry.
Forget these guys, bro. Forget Mayweather. I don't know what he's doing, bro. Him and Tank are now beef. I don't know what's going on.
Mayweather and Tank?
Yeah, bro.
Didn't Tank used to fight for him?
Bro, I don't get what's going on in that scene right now, bro.
Boxing's weird, man.
It's weird, bro. Apparently Mayweather owes people money, bro.
What?
In Dubai. Apparently he's in Dubai and he can't leave because he owes people money. Bro, I said, I don't know what's going on.
Not gonna, that's the one country where there's dons richer than him, innit? Like, convincing.
Bro, I don't know what he's done there, bro. That's his business, so I don't know for him.
That's tough.
I don't know for him at all, bro.
Golly! What's time?
It's 9:54, bro. But oh yeah, Take Me Home, R&B event. If you made it this far into the episode, make sure you grab your tickets. We just sold out another phase.
Come on!
Yes, we sold out another phase today.
The third one.
Yeah, we sold out the third one. Yes, pretty girls love R&B, so make sure you're there.
We'll be there. We will be there.
Make sure you're there, make sure you invite your people in it.
Yes, sir!
But yeah, I'll be real. You know this event game is actually getting brazy,
Summertime, innit?
Bro, bare man do events now, bro. Mm. People are spoiled for choice.
This is about picking the right date.
I saw a whole TikTok about different events like over the weekend.
Yep.
It was crazy, yeah.
The bank holiday one.
Yeah.
No DLTs on a Friday, recess is on a Monday.
Monday, yeah. And then slow jams, yeah. Just like a whole list where to go. It was crazy.
It was mad.
One day I'm actually just going to try and do like a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Try. I couldn't do that.
Man. As in going to events?
Yeah, I'll try.
Could not do that, man.
I could definitely do that. Yeah, if they're all evening events, I could definitely do that.
Exactly. You got rest in there, bro.
But like, I just wouldn't because that's too much money I'll spend.
Because they're like 30 quid a ticket, more or less. Recess. Mm. No, recess is far. Recess is in Croydon.
Yeah, I'm not going Croydon. I'm never going Croydon for an event.
It's never that deep. And if it's dead, it'll piss me off. That's mileage just wasted.
Yeah, life is... Wait, what? If you said it's dead?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, no. Nah, I'm not going crazy.
Drive home for 1 hour and 50 minutes of what? Nah, man. Not that serious, man.
Nah, yeah, for real. I'm not going crazy.
But May's a busy month, though.
Oh, that I'm telling you, bro. Even the date we've picked, bro. Airman on that date, bro.
Sunday.
I think that's what the TikTok was saying, bro. Airman on that date, bro.
Yeah, there's two of our people...
Bare people on there, bro. Yeah. Bare.
But I mean, free soul.
Do you know what I mean? London is big, bro. You got to find your market, your audience. And that's it. Some people find their audience, some people don't. That's where they leave the game.
Like flipping Jermaine. Remember?
Yeah, like Jermaine's
too. Damn.
No, but he found his audience, though. That's
the man just didn't want to carry on.
Yeah, but obviously their one is a bit different, like. For people to come and try to shut down. Their motive. It's crazy, though. That's a different sort of... Now, I don't even know how to react that day. I don't even know. If people try to shut my doors closed, tell them, man, them young, come outside, bro.
Scrap, man. Too much stress, man.
Bro, apparently running an event is like one of the most stressful jobs in the world.
Yeah, apparently. Heard that as well. Oh, yeah, we're from the same person.
Yeah, but I've got a screenshot of it actually. I went back to look research it. Yeah,
I swear.
Yeah, still.
Because deeper, bare things can go wrong.
Nah, I'll be my team, bro.
And then it's only you and your event partner or partners that are going to be held responsible. Obviously, there's security, but end of the day, it's your event.
Some events don't even have security, bro.
But wait, what?
Team, bro, we've been to another event with no security.
Have we? When all the ones recently have all had security, I think.
Shrek.
I'm
too quality, man. I'm too quality, man. I'm too quality.
Fairs.
Yeah, there was no. You know, girls actually do that for them. guys' names.
They do, but it's just, yeah, that's crazy. That is crazy. Yeah, I remember that. But that was a good one. That was a nice little vibe, to be fair.
I said this thing's wearing off on me, bro. Because I was on a wave,
17%. It's not going to last the whole...
I was on a good wave, still. Say, mom, she copped a bracelet for me.
Bro! Hey! Shard bracelet by 2-6 Folly. You like it, go get yours. Slap the link in the description. You know what I mean? There's shard bracelet. There's a ring on there. Can get the bundle, which is the ring and the bracelet, the different sizes. I think he's still got the chain up. But yeah, if you like it, get yours.
I don't know. I actually need to start rocking jewelry, you know.
Bro, I got nothing, bro. Cold, bro. Why? Yeah, bro. I haven't got, actually, no, I didn't. Yeah, but the wedding I went to, I got, you know, I don't know if you got it from the same place, the tennis bracelet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had that on as well. But, well, yeah, I want to get something else.
Well, I'm thinking to get, like, a Cartier, you know.
Yeah, we had that conversation, bro. Remember?
No, you actually want like a bangle or the nail. Just something.
Or even like a, actually, no. Yeah. Bangle over Van Cleef, innit? 100%. 100%.
Yeah.
Bangle over Van Cleef, I think.
So what is the, like, everything is just a trend. So Van Cleef has run his race.
Yeah.
But it's still there. People still rock there.
People are still buying it. Necklaces.
You know? Yeah.
But it's like, still hard though.
Yeah, it's cold. I think it's alright still.
I feel like it looks better when it's like layered.
That's like more than one.
Yeah. It does still. Like 2-3. It looks sick still, not gonna lie. But yeah.
Oh yeah, it's fire.
We have the shits and gigs. I've got an American tour.
And bro.
And they sold out, obviously we spoke about it already.
Bro, they're so good. We spoke about that.
They sold out the O2. That was last week.
So clear, man.
It's mad.
They're so clear.
Yeah,
they actually just found their mark and boom.
I find it so crazy that I've never watched an episode, but I've bought a ticket to their live show. That's insane.
But that's because you're in the podcast industry.
Okay.
Fair. Now, we go to anyone's live shows.
Yeah, but prior to this one, any live show we've gone to, we've watched their content. Like Milk and Honey, Chizzo, Free Shots.
Yeah, Free Shots.
There's someone else's as well. I can't remember. Maybe actually that might be it. But yeah, we've always like taken in their content. So.
No, but I've taken in shits and gigs. Though.
Fair. Even deep in, are Free Shots even going to be able to run a live show with two of them? No, they definitely can.
Oh my days, bro.
It'll be a bit weird, innit?
Deep that.
Be a bit weird, innit? They'd have to get like Marv and Savage Dan. Marks. And Savage Dan on stage, which they normally do anyway.
I mean, they did that last time.
Yeah. But like, just two of them, I don't know.
They got the chemistry regardless.
They have, but a stage presence, would it be the same?
It's going to be like shits and gigs, bro.
No, but...
It's going to be like Mugs and Loons. What's that podcast called?
No Behaviour.
It's just going to be like that, isn't it?
Yeah, two-man stuff can work, to be fair.
Yeah, I feel like bigger podcasts with guys...
Can work with two...
Yeah, it can. I was gonna say bigger podcasts.
Yeah.
With men, don't tend to last. That's just my opinion. I don't think they'll last.
Free Shots.
No, as in bigger podcasts.
Yeah.
As in like with a lot more members.
Yeah.
Won't last because there's too many members.
Oh.
So I think two to three.
Oh.
They will last.
So for example, like Pastor Maker kind of thing.
Pastor Maker lasts. Like
they might be an anomaly still, because
they may be an anomaly still.
They got what, 9 members on that?
That's disgusting.
But they're not weekly though, innit? They do seasons, yeah. So they do.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Seasons, and they take like months.
Well, they did a tour. So they did a
live show. Yeah,
they did a live show in London, and they did it in Manchester, I believe.
Yeah,
Manchester. Yeah,
that's true. Podcast. Nah, deeper. We used to be 5.
Yeah, we used to be 5.
Now look, we're 3. Maybe he's right still.
In 2.
God forbid. He didn't even hear you. Did you hear what he said?
God forbid.
Not before that, bro.
He said that it would be soon be 2.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So why do you think it's him I'm talking about?
I didn't say that. I said, did you hear what he said?
Oh.
It might be you.
It might be you.
It could be you.
Might be me.
Could be anyone, bro.
I've been trying to avoid who talking about that, you know.
What?
As like, in, who do you think would be to leave out of us three?
Mate, we're still early. I'm joking.
Alright, you see,
that's crazy.
Oh my gosh. I'm yawning, bro. I went boxing and gym today, bro.
Gym as well? When? Morning? No. After work?
Yeah. Before the session, so that's why I was late. Yeah, before the session.
These guys are pathetic.
Some guys are just too much. But
oh my god.
Oh, see, I forgot what I wanted to say.
Gym and boxing in one day.
Bro.
Is that sustainable?
No. Boxing takes too much energy.
I was going to even ask you, did you go gym as... Are you going to keep going gym the same amount of times in the week?
No, I've reduced it to 3 now.
Oh, okay. I was going to say.
So I go boxing twice a week.
Because boxing works the body probably more so than gym or...
No, I don't go box. I don't go gym 5 times a week anymore. I go 3 times. I'll go boxing twice. Simply because it's impossible.
Mm.
Impossible to do 5 times.
You'll be fit though.
Like
in a couple months.
Yeah, but I need to run.
Oh yeah, first.
I need to run. My lungs need to get better because they're actually terrible.
Oh yeah, just clogged. Same. Just run.
No, my lungs are terrible, bro.
I'm not fit at all.
My lungs are terrible.
If you're unfit, but you're in a situation where you've got to run, like you're being chased. Being unfit goes out of the question.
Yeah, because that's adrenaline.
Mm. Well, that's mad, don't you think?
But I'm quick.
No, but forget that, though. Like, deep the fact that we're unfit, but if we're put in a certain situation,
yeah,
our body acts as if we're fit. That's crazy.
Yeah, but like...
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I've been yawning bare. What the hell is wrong with me?
That was me. What's wrong with you? 2 magnums, bro.
Yeah, it's still black.
You was tired. Your eyes were red when you came in there, fam.
That was always going to make you more tired.
Yeah, your eyes were red when you came in there, fam.
I wonder how Benzo would drive back.
Would you let me do that? Are you still landing? You're still landing, right?
I could drive back.
Oh, no. That wasn't convincing enough, man.
I could drive back. No, don't actually consider it. I'm actually joking. Look, you see this guy, he's actually considering it.
And he'll fall asleep as well, so there's no better that you will fall asleep, bro.
Yeah, though, I knew for a fact the minute he said you can, you aren't gonna do it. So,
I knew from then, like,
all I need to do is probably buy a Red Bull. But right now, I actually don't think I need a Red Bull. No,
get one, please.
Yeah, just get one, please. Just get one. Just get one.
Red, bro.
And actually,
yeah, bro, yeah,
that's terrible.
Just woke up, man.
That's terrible, man. But yeah. That's episode what?
127.
127,
yeah. Sir.
Hope you enjoyed this episode. Honestly, if you're going to ask me right now what we talk about this episode, I've got no clue.
That is the beauty of podcasting, bro.
Bro, on God, I have no clue what we spoke about.
Don't know what we spoke about, but it was a bloody good conversation.
Hope you enjoyed it,
though. How about that, mate? Tell a friend to tell a friend.
Tell your family.
Tina and the boy, thanks for coming.
Thank you. Speedball Hustle Hustler. Later.
You even spun me. I can't remember my outro.
Speedball Hustle Hustler. Still the hustling, my people.
Yeah, stay with it. It's been your boy Benzo in the booth.
Benzo.
And we'll see you lot on the next one still.